This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to wake you up to the possibilities that surround you every day. Have you ever thought about how your vision affects what you see? Now, that may seem fairly obvious to you. You may think, of course my vision affects what I see. If my vision is poor, I don't see as well as I do when it's good. But in fact, some people who see the clearest can't even see. They're visually blind, you might say. Helen Keller, who overcame the adversity of being blind and deaf to become one of the 20th century's leading authors, speakers, and political activists, said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." So that's what I'm getting at. Fanny Crosby in 1820 was blinded shortly after birth by the mistake of a man who pretended to be a doctor but was really a charlatan. Instead of becoming bitter, she let God fulfill his vision for her, and Fanny had a vision for what she could do for Christ. Her love of poetry began early. Her first verse, written at age 8, echoed her lifelong determination not to feel sorry for herself. "Oh, what a happy soul I am," she said. "Although I cannot see, I'm resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." Before her death in 1915, she had written over 9,000 hymns. Many of them are still sung in churches today. So let me ask, what's keeping you from seeing the possibilities God has for you? Are you focusing on what you don't have? Or are you seeing what God can do for you and through you with what you do have? All your inadequacies, all your limitations, everything, God can work through them. So much depends on our expectations. Have you ever noticed that when you buy a certain kind of car, you start seeing that same model of car everywhere you drive? You notice what you didn't notice before. See, so much of our vision is refined by taking little steps of notice. And that starts with little steps of faith every day to see what we didn't see before, to see the possibilities we're missing. It doesn't usually come all at once in like one big revelation. Sometimes that happens, but that's not the way it usually works. We have to be faithful in the small stuff. And when we're obedient with what we have, well, our vision increases. As a result of taking the daily steps, we have a spiritual awakening. Sometimes it's like a flash of light, but most of the time it's gradual. We have to remember, we put our lives together one day at a time. That means visualizing our lives lived as Jesus wants us to live them. Just visualize what he wants you to do in your life today, this day. Visualize yourself loving someone or knowing someone better. Visualize yourself in God's family, the church. Visualize yourself finding your assignment and serving him. See yourself doing mighty things for the Lord. Athletes have found that if they visualize an event, they are more likely to have an outstanding performance. The diver visualizes a great dive before the dive. The batter visualizes getting a hit before the pitcher ever throws the ball. The receiver visualizes catching the pass from the quarterback before the quarterback ever throws the ball. Mary Lou Retton, the first American woman to win an individual gold medal in gymnastics, said this, "Doing mental imagery was always a constant for me. I'd see myself performing in my head, and it really helped tremendously. It gave me confidence." I like what rodeo star Larry Mahan once said, "I try to picture a ride in my mind before I get on the bull. Then I try to go by the picture." I like that. Now, if athletes apply this to their performance, why shouldn't we apply it to the kind of day and the kind of life we want to have? See, God fulfilling his purpose for you is the life he has given you. See it, believe it, then step into it every day. And then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun.